Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of May 23rd, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. There are a few choices this week, but I'm going to pick what's probably going to end up being the best in the long run. It's Stranger Things Season 4. It has been 6 months since the Battle of Starcourt, which brought terror and destruction to Hawkins. Struggling with the aftermath, our friends are separated for the first time, and navigating the complexities of high school hasn't made things any easier. In this most vulnerable time, a new and horrifying supernatural threat surfaces, presenting a gruesome mystery that, if solved, might put the end to the terror of the horrors of the Upside Down. For TV pages this week, Monday, CBS has the finale of The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, NCIS, and NCIS Hawaii. Fox has the premiere of Don't Forget the Lyrics and Beat Shazam. CW has the finale for All-American and All-American Homecoming. For Tuesday, CBS has the finale of FBI, FBI Most Wanted, and FBI International. NBC, you get the finale of Young Rock, This Is Us, and New Amsterdam. Fox has the finale of Name That Tune. For Wednesday, CBS has the finale of Survivor. ABC has The Great American Tag Sale with Martha Stewart and The American Rescue Dog Show. Both of those are new. NBC has finale of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD. Fox, you have the premiere of MasterChef, and Discovery has the premiere of Expedition Unknown. For Thursday, CBS has the finale of Bull. ABC, you have the finale of Grey's Anatomy. Fox, there's the finale of Welcome to Fletch. A&E has Accused, Guilty or Innocent premiere, and History has the premiere of Alone. Friday, NBC has the finale of The Blacklist. ID has the Prison Breaker premiere. For Saturday, HBO has the premiere of Old. And for Sunday, AMC has the finale of 61st Street. For movies coming out this week, you have The Bob's Burger Movie, based on the popular animated TV show that originally premiered in 2011. The Belcher family tries to save the restaurant from closing as a sinkhole forms in front of it, while the kids try to solve a mystery that could save their family's restaurant. You also have Top Gun Maverick. Facing the uncertain future and confronting the ghosts of his past, Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a specialized mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly in it. For Blu-rays this week, you have The Batman, X, Studio 666, and Uma. For online services, Netflix, you have Ghost in the Shell, SAC 2045, Somebody Feed Phil, and Stranger Things 4. Hulu, you have Look at Me, Extratation, and Shorzy. Oh yes, I can't wait till this comes out. This is the Letterkenny spinoff. For Disney, you have Obi-Wan Kenobi and We Feed People. HBO has That Damn Michael Che and Tig and Seek. For video games coming out this week, you have Hard Space Shipbreaker, Roller Champions, Elite Sniper 5, Koo the Kangaroo, and Pac-Man Museum Plus. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, From the Mouths of Madness, Smack My Pitch Up, Deeply Upsetting, and Geek Fathers, but beware, the schedule may be subject to change. For one more thing, Colin Cantway, the designer for such iconic Star Wars ships as the X-Wing, the TIE Fighter, and the original Death Star, has passed away. His partner, Sierra Dahl, confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that the 90-year-old artist died on Saturday in his home in Colorado. In addition to his work on Star Wars, Cantwell's film work includes the special effects for 2001, A Space Odyssey, his dialogue in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and consulting as a computer graphics expert on war games. Cantwell was a graduate of UCLA with a degree in animation. Then he received a personal invitation to attend Frank Lloyd Wright's School of Architecture from Frank Lloyd Wright. Prior to his work in Hollywood, Cantwell had worked in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and in NASA. Cantwell was a source for Walter Cronkite during the moon landing broadcast in 1969, feeding information of the flight's progress to the anchor. But Cantwell remains best known among sci-fi fans for his work on Star Wars. He discussed the Death Star's design during an AMA. "I didn't originally plan for the Death Star to have a trench, but when I was working on the mold, I noticed the two halves had shrunk at the point where they would meet in the middle. I would have taken a week's worth of work just to fill and sand and refill the depression, so to save me the labor, I went to George and suggested a trench." Yeah, the whole finale for A New Hope was due to a mistake. Sounds about right. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the good times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksintotheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us at 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.